As the children are dismissed this morning, don't think for a minute that God is done with us yet. He has only begun this morning, helping us to relinquish everything that we have endured this week. How many of y'all have endured a week of it this week? Been an interesting week, hasn't it? You just didn't see those things coming, but they came at you and you got through them. But isn't it great to have a place that we can come to worship God Almighty together? Hallelujah is exactly right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come together in Christ and worship together. I urge you to continue to pray for those that are sick today. It is a long weekend and many are traveling or with their families today. The message today that I'm going to bring forth is very important to us as a body of believers. And unfortunately, when we begin to talk about some of the things that I'm going to talk about today, we tend to come at one another with some scolding or with some reprimands. And I don't believe that in this particular place that we're going to reference and the other biblical references, that was the intention of the scriptures at all. But it was to encourage us and to grow us and strengthen us and give us information that would lead us to an abundant walk with Christ together as the church. So I asked you a question this morning. What made you come here this morning? You don't have to answer me out loud, but why are we here this morning? Why are there buildings all across America for right now? Because we're in this particular time of 3 hours of difference in time, so our daylight is close to the same. Why are we all meeting all across this country on this particular day of the week? Because there's been a call by God when he instituted his church that we come together on the first of the week, on the first part of the beginning of our week with God, the resurrection, the resurrection. We celebrate the resurrection. We celebrate our resurrection in Christ. We are the church. We're the church. Some things have happened in our culture, and there's a few things that I want to share with you. Not so much that you harp on statistics, but some things that we do learn when we begin to look at what's going on in our world around us, and some things that I've been able to verify, and there's just some things that we cannot verify. There are some things that are happening in church life that we will never be able to verify. All we can do is get the best information and put it out there. But we need to understand reasoning behind why we look at these things. And we want to find out, are we as strong as we can be? Are we as strong as the body of Christ as we can be? And I venture to tell you that we have some more strengthening that we could endure at this very moment in our present position in our world. And we can talk about cultures and we could talk about the things that are happening in our society, but we don't have to blame anything on what we do in our actions and our activity on that. We have a responsibility ourselves to answer the call of God and what he tells us we are to be doing on a daily and a weekly basis. And he calls us to live a holy and a righteous life. And I asked the question this morning, do I have to go? Yeah, we're talking about church. We've talked about in the past 6 months, we've talked about spiritual attacks. We've talked about getting back in the fight. We've talked about our finances. We've talked about prophecy. We've looked at the scriptures and seeing what these events that are coming and according to the scriptures, how they look like they're going to unfold. But in the end, only God knows. But the bottom line here is that we're at a place where we have to answer the question, and what's happening in our midst? What's happening to us as the body? Now, I can't look at the rest of the body of Christ outside of the body that I'm in. Someone had stated, and while I'm not a follower of this preacher, I did hear a statement that he made one time, and I won't name his name because I don't want you to worry that I'm thinking that what other men lead me or guide me, but it made sense. And he said, what we need to do as the body is focus on what God has given us. While we are evangelicals and we evangelize the world, when we come together as the body, we must concern ourselves with the body. How to keep the body strong, how we grow together, and how we are strengthened.